Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Guerra Show live from Studio G in the heart of America. I am Steve Guerra fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will, it seems. I'm going to be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's roll. All right, here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, new legislation is giving local control for setting the speed on the roads in your neighborhood. I smell speed trap. We'll talk about that. Number two, the DNR reports that a gray wolf was killed by a hunter near Marshall. I'll get back to that one. That one's fascinating. And number three, we're going to have a serious conversation for a moment about crime in America, about gun control in America, because following the Oxford High School massacre back in 2021, and then the attack at Michigan State University, both of which were high-profile public shootings that left several people dead, four in Oxford, three in East Lansing. A package of gun control bills was put through, most of which I disagreed with. But when I read stories like the one I'm about to share with you, it's hard not to say, look, there's something wrong with how this happened. The headline, pretty simple, from MichiganNewsSource.com. 5-year-old killed with unsecured firearm at grandparents' home. Here's the story from Newaygo, Michigan, Michigan News Source, Dateline. A 5-year-old boy has been killed when another 6-year-old boy shot him with an unsecured firearm earlier this week. An accidental shooting. Michigan State Police said that the children were at their grandparents' home in Newaygo County's Garfield Township when the boys found the gun on Monday. The owner of the unsecured firearm most certainly could face charges under Michigan's new safe storage law, which went into effect in February. The owner could face up to 15 years in prison. While Michigan State Police is investigating, Lieutenant Michelle Robinson said there was no threat to the public. Keep this family in your thoughts this evening, Robinson said. Anytime we have any type of situation like this where a child's life has been lost, it's an incredible tragedy for the community. Hold your children tight tonight. Give them an extra hug because there's one family that is grieving right now, and we need to respect their privacy at this moment. The tragic death comes after another child of the age, under the age of 5, accidentally shot herself when accessing an unsecured firearm. That shooting led to an individual being charged after the passage of the safe storage law. Not sure where the children found the gun. Not sure much more about it. But when a 6-year-old shoots and kills a 5-year-old because they picked up, I'm going to guess it's a handgun. I'm making an assumption here. Hard to argue about safe storage laws at that point. What I argue about is if somebody breaks into my home or somebody goes into my space and accesses my legally owned firearm in my house, commits a crime, and then takes my gun, and I get charged with a crime because they've committed a crime first. That's where it gets sticky and dicey for me. As far as this case goes, we'll see how that plays out. Speaking of crime, in the headlines, also from Michigan News Source. I've got a whole stack of stuff. If you don't look at Michigan News Source every day, man, you're missing out on some great stories and some great reporting. All right? Next headline, police seize enough fentanyl in Michigan to kill 20 million people. Police in Livonia say they seized more than 90 pounds of fentanyl, 100,000 pills. Plus, they got weapons and cash. After 3 raids at locations in Detroit and Clinton Township. Livonia Police Captain Greg Yon said the investigation started last September when an officer pulled over a suspect. That triggered raids at homes in Clinton Township and Detroit, along with a gas station in Detroit, happened last week after the investigation. In addition, police say they seized methamphetamines, cocaine, various weapons, $150,000 in cash. The DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, said 90 pounds of fentanyl is enough to kill 20.4 million people. That's the population of Michigan twice. Yon said the drugs seized amounted to a value of about $4.5 million. Federal court documents reveal the suspect who was pulled over cooperated with the investigation and named Barry Willis with the sale and distribution of heroin. He faces several drug charges. Not sure what happens to the guy who turned state's evidence. We'll keep an eye on that. And here's maybe the most interesting story. I'm going to hold that for a second. This wolf that was shot and killed near Marshall in January. I'll get back to that because I'm curious about that. Meanwhile, though, new legislation gives local control for setting the speed limit on the roads. You see, the way it's always been is you had this determination of the 85th percentile of free-flowing traffic, and you would round to the highest 5-mile-an-hour mark. So if it was 37 and a half, the speed limit would be set at 40. But now, apparently, they want to give local jurisdiction. It's the third time legislation has been introduced. H. Bill 4012 would amend how speed limits can be determined on many Michigan roads. A standard speed limit of 55 for county highways, a limit of 70 for freeways, and a general limit of 25 miles an hour for local highways, depending on the location. Under the new bill, a modified speed limit would have to be determined in accordance with traffic engineering practices and set at the local level. You know what I smell here? Speed trap. If a road's average speed were 37.6, Michigan law would set the level at 40, but the new law introduced would allow speeds to be posted at 35. I am happy the commissioner's bill is now law, said Slade. This will help to correct less than perfect language in our current law, ready to how speed limits are set, provide ways to reduce costs for our local road agencies, and institute clear guidelines to help all roadway users safely. I suggest it will create a new way for police to collect money from you. I'm an optimist. And here's the wolf story. A Michigan hunter reported he had killed a rather large animal during a legal coyote hunt in January. And he brought it in to have it tested. Genetic testing revealed the animal is an 84-pound gray wolf. Michigan Department of Natural Resources reports Michigan's known wolf population is only located in the Upper Peninsula. People have known for a long time there are wolves in the Lower Peninsula. People have said it for a long time. The department says it continues to be on the lookout for wolves in the Lower Peninsula. But it's found only a few signs of wolf presence since the wolf population became well reestablished in the north in the 1980s. The DNR investigating why a wolf would be that far south in Calhoun County. Well, let me tell you why. I'm going to guess it's a male. I don't have that for sure, but I guess it's a male. Looking for a date. Guys will do the strangest things trying to get a date. Travel hundreds of miles. A number of years ago, a wolf from Michigan's UP was killed on a highway in Missouri. 700 miles away. It's an unusual case. The DNR is actively delving into the matter to learn more about this particular animal's origin, said Brian Rule, large carnivore specialist for the DNR. While rare instances of wolves traversing vast distances have been documented, including signs of wolves in recent decades in Michigan's Lower Peninsula, they're here. My friends, wolves are here. They're currently a federally endangered species. Although people in Michigan's Upper Peninsula certainly want a wolf hunting season because there are no deer left. Deer populations have crashed in the UP. All right, coming up, Matt Faraci will be here. We're going to talk about the support of a Palestinian two-state solution. Don't go anywhere.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.